mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, time has just exploded past us, as it always does, and we've got great guests on, like Colonel Craig Roberts. We're going right to your calls. Later, we'll get more into this new Pentagon video, complete honeypot they've released, and a lot of other key issues with Colonel Craig Roberts. Right now, let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Alex, I'm glad to hear you talking about Title 42, Section 1983 and 84. And since you mentioned that a lot of these officers are promoted after they've abused people, maybe it's not too late, because I understand the statute of limitations is 5 years past the time the officer or the official leaves their office, you know, past the time that they retire or leave office. So there's a chance for everyone. But I really just to recap
for those that joined us an hour, you know, later, we talked about, you know, police arresting people for asking directions, and Colonel Roberts talked about if somebody really abuses you, you can use that specific Title 18, and that it is effective.
So if they think that they've gotten away with something by this time, well, if they were to be sued in their higher office, then maybe you would bring more attention to their crimes in the past. I'd like to get more resources. I'd like to find out how to sue somebody more easily, or how to find an attorney. Do I have to find an attorney in another county, maybe, or in another area? Years ago, I remember there was a man by the name of Rich Schramm who was going around giving seminars, and he seemed quite impressive, but he seemed to have disappeared. I just want to find out how to sue these officials and these police officers.
Colonel Roberts, you want to comment on that?
Yes. This would be handled through the United States Attorney's Office. You don't have to get your own attorney. If you've been abused, you go in there and you file you can file through their office. And let me read that so that everybody knows what a Title 42, Section 1983 lawsuit is. It's actually under Title 42, Chapter 21, Subchapter 1, Section 1983, Civil Action for Deprivation of Rights. And this is what it says. It's in one paragraph. It says, every person who, under color of any statute, ordinance, regulation, custom, or usage of any state or territory or the District of Columbia, subjects or causes to be subjected any citizen of the United States or other person within the jurisdiction thereof to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured by the Constitution and laws, shall be liable to the party injured in an action at law, suit in equity, or other proper proceeding for redress, except that in any action brought against a judicial officer for an act of omission taken on such officer's judicial capacity, injunctive relief shall not be granted unless declaratory decree is violated or declaratory relief is unavailable, and so on. But that has to do with the courts. I'm talking about if you have to sue a police officer or a federal agent or somebody who is in a power of authority and abuses their authority and does an arrest, which takes you away from your lawful pursuit.
False arrest. Well, Colonel, the establishment likes to act like this stuff doesn't exist. Of course there's got to be a redress for the abuse of power. That's always been part of our system. If you don't have that, you live in a tyranny.
Well, you know, most of your U.S. attorney's offices don't like to hear about the 1983 suits, because there's so many times that it could jam up the court system with people going after those who have abused.
And as you said, you can beat the rat, but you can't beat the ride. If somebody's abused you, just filing one of these on somebody really screws them up and takes up a lot of their time and energy. So if somebody's in the act of violating you, you need to just let them know, as you said you do on the side of the highway, hey, I'm gonna defend myself with this Title 1983.
Yeah, what I do when I travel, I have this typed up in a gum label stuck on a 3x5 card. I've got about 10 or 15 of these cards. And if somebody stops me and starts to act in a manner that's unprofessional, I say, stop, just a second, read this card. And I just hand it to them. And then all of a sudden, everything seems to change. And so that's, you know, it's a real easy tactic. They look at that and say, well, you know, everything changes, and they tell you to go on your way.
I know, and you know, I've done that. It works. I just quote it to them. And all this other patriot mythology, it's a bunch of quackery. People won't use things that work. Thanks for the call, Chris. Eric, John, Rita, Scott, and others, you're... be with us straight ahead. We'll get into a bunch of other issues with Colonel Craig Roberts in the rest of this hour. So much more we'll be discussing. And I've got a question for the Colonel when we get back, so you'll want to stay with us for this. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've got one question for Colonel Craig Roberts, then we'll go right back to your calls and get through all the people that have been patiently holding. Now 8 minutes into this third hour, a host of issues we'll be discussing. You'll want to stay with us. President Bush says he's above the law on spying, doesn't need the FISA courts. He says he's above the law on torture, above the law on bid rigging, above the law on war profiteering, above the law on buying fake news, which has been ruled by the courts and Congress to be totally illegal. There are federal laws against it. But still, all of this is going on. All of this is happening right in front of everyone. And you have to ask yourself, why is that? Why is this allowed to go on? But, well, Colonel, let me just finish my question and lead it in to where I'm going with this, because this comes downhill. Bill Clinton did this. Reagan did this. Carter did this. Nixon did this. I get pulled over. Let's say I'm doing 75 in a 65. Okay, I don't argue with the police officer. I'm polite. I roll the window down. They ask me to get out. I do. I'm not looking for trouble. And I give them the driver's license, I give them the insurance, and almost always after that they come over and they say, I want to search your car. And I say no, and they get mad, and they say, what do you have to hide? And I say, listen, this is a free country. I believe in the Fourth Amendment, and I believe in my children growing up in a free country, and this isn't how Americans live. This isn't Russia or Germany. I don't appreciate you saying that. Well, sir, I know you got a microphone on your tie. I know you're sitting here trying to get me to argue with you. I'm very calm. It really freaks them out. I go, listen. And I start going through the Title 18. I start explaining it to them. I just say, you can go get a dog. You can try to get probable cause. I know you give the dog dog biscuits when it alerts. I know it always alerts. But at least you're going to have to do that. You're not going to find anything when you get in here either. The point is that you're not allowed to do that. And I've had police, my friends have had police, state police, others say, well, we don't need probable cause. And the Fourth Amendment's once you're in a criminal matter, and we don't need that. And I've read the state DPS handbooks going back 10 years ago where they say it's our policy we can randomly pull you over and search you. We don't need warrants for searches. That's a misnomer. So it's just like Bush saying he's above the law, the law on torture. Now more and more police just don't care what you say. They're going to search, and we should be offended because they're committing a crime, a serious crime against America and against this nation and our veterans that have fought and died for the Bill of Rights. I wanted to get your take on that abuse of power and how this has happened, Colonel.
Well, it's happened because of a lot of liberal activist communist judges that we've got in the federal court system have come up with all kinds of courtroom decrees and rulings and precedents that finds itself becoming law in the sense that these are judicial activists who have created law from the bench. They have legislated law with a gavel, and that's not the way this country works.
Well, Colonel Bush does that now with these signing statements where he even signs bills that haven't passed now.
Well, the worst abuse is the executive orders, like Clinton's deal was, you know, stroke of the pen, law of the land, pretty cool. You know, and the executive orders, if you go back, and, you know, these courts and these lawyers always want to argue precedent. Well, okay, let's argue precedent. Let's go back to where executive orders came from. Executive orders were the power that was given Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War to keep the nation running when Congress was out of session, and it stayed on. But what they've done is they've abused that, and they pushed the edge of the envelope and pushed the edge of the envelope, especially during national emergencies, to use executive orders to get other things done within the executive branch. But now they'll write an executive order, and all of a sudden it seems like it holds the same weight as something that's gone through Congress, and it doesn't. Also, you've got these activist judges all the way up to and including the Supreme Court that say, well, since there's a war on terror, in certain circumstances, due to this or that and the other, you can do warrantless searches. Well, that's their opinion. The problem is that's not what the law says. And you do have the Fourth Amendment, you do have the Fifth Amendment, and we were taught in the academy that you cannot stop a car without probable cause. Now, probable cause is easy to have. You know, if a guy's got a taillight out, if he speeds, whatever it is, you can stop him. But once you get up there, you can't search anything that is not in plain sight. Now, plain sight, at nighttime, you can use a flashlight, look in the seats, you know, look through the windows. But to enter that car, and unless you're going to make an arrest, now, you can search for the fruits of a crime. This car is, they got the license number, they got the guy's description from a robbery that just occurred. He's in the right area at the right time.
But that's probable cause.
You have
it's a black Camaro, 1984,
right.
White male driving it with scar on left arm. You pull him over, it's them. That's probable cause.
Sure. Now you have an arrest, and you can go ahead and search because you're looking for the fruits of the crime. Now, if the guy stole an elephant and he's driving a Volkswagen, obviously you can't look in the glove compartment. So, you know, I mean, this is.
Well, my question is this: what's wrong with the police when they just out of hand? Hey, I'm going to search, or I want to search.
Well, that's a typical browbeater ploy. But the thing on that is, if you're an honest citizen, first thing you say is, no, you know, I didn't do anything wrong, and I don't want you searching my stuff. Now, if you want to go get a warrant, I'll wait here while you do it. It's as simple as that. But no, I want to train you that you have to have a warrant to do a search unless you're looking for the fruits of a crime, which I know there are none.
Have you ever had the police want to search you?
One time up in Colorado, but I was driving a Dodge Ram Charger where there's no place to hide anything anyway. And I said, go ahead, search away. And meanwhile, can I search your car? He says, what do you mean? I says, well, you look to me like somebody that's really not a police officer, and I want to go back and make sure you got all the stuff in your car that says you're a cop. And he hadn't seen my badge at that point. And he said, well, you can't do that. I said, well, you want to search my car? I'll let you search mine if you let me search yours. And, you know, I mean, you can have fun with these guys. Some of them have a sense of humor. Some don't.
What ended up happening?
Well, he looked at me for kind of funny. He says, are you a cop? And I said, here's my badge. And he just kind of blew it off then. But he did write me a ticket. I did have to drive 28 miles back the way I came at 2:00 in the morning in the wintertime to mail the ticket in at a post box that stuck out in the middle of the desert. You know, so he did write me a ticket. I didn't get off.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let's take a call. Eric in West Virginia. Go ahead, Eric.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. Thank you for taking my call. I was a Baltimore City police officer for 7 years. and I came from a generational police family. And what happened, as reported by WBAL, was nothing new. This was going on 20 years ago. And the typical response for people asking for directions was, you can't get there from here. And then the police would laugh, and if the person said anything about it, then one thing would lead to another, and they would usually be arrested.
Why? Why? I mean,
It's the mindset, Mr. Jones. My academy class was the last academy class taught constitutional law. After that, the Department of Justice brought in a curriculum, and which regated the Constitution to about a 3 or 4 hour block. The mindset is reinforced at the district level through the supervisors, through in-service training. Craig Roberts knows this. And
well, for those that don't know, let me just recap. We aired the tape last hour from Baltimore TV, where the nice little couple, hi, do you know where we are? No, I'm not giving you directions. And then they go to another cop, hey, you don't ask them either. So they pull over, they start calling for directions, and they arrest them. I mean, it's insane.
I have watched people be abused, decent people who were just there for a sports game or for the aquarium, be laughed at, be ridiculed, be mocked, be arrested, have their cars impounded.
Oh, by the way, Colonel, and I'm going to hold you on there, Eric. Don't leave. I want to ask the Colonel about this. When I was flying out of LAX a month ago, they had me take my shoes off, and I just had a shower, new shoes. I'd bought like a week before. They were clean. They didn't smell. New socks. And these big guys up there, they said, take your shoes off. I took them off. And they made fun of me, and they said, man, you got stinky feet, and we're all laughing at me. I just said, man, that's rude. And they said, huh, you got a problem? I mean, both of you gentlemen, what is going on in this country?
Well, like I said, pardon me.
When you're talking TSA, it really puts me on my soapbox, and we don't have enough time left this week to go into how much I think of those guys. Those TSA people, a lot of them came by waving a magic pencil after 9/11 and making a bunch of baggage screeners into federal agents, and the power's gone to their head. There's a few good ones, but I've run into
so it shows what happens to cops. I mean, cops get bad, but you take even the general public and make them cops, it gets even worse.
Well, you can't just go out and take anybody and wave a magic pencil and give them a badge and a gun and say, go enforce the law, because they get what we call, and the caller knows what I'm talking about here, they probably had a different name for it, but we call rookieitis or the Wyatt Earp syndrome.
Right.
And that's, I've got a badge and a gun and a car, and I'm going to go out and fight crime and evil and enforce the law, and if anybody gives me any garbage, I'm going to put them in jail. They don't get over this attitude that they've been on about 7 or 8 years. And then sometimes they get back into it just before retirement, because now they're hardened and they just want to get out of here and they're tired of the system and so on. So you get two different areas in there where you see what we call the Wyatt Earp syndrome.
Well, going back to Baltimore, so sir, you were an officer 7 years there. You saw this.
Oh, absolutely. The Cherry Hill section of Baltimore is an all-black area, and any time that you see white people in an all-black area, they're automatically tagged as being there to buy drugs.
Well, yeah, that's what happened.
That's the mindset.
That's what happened in this case. So it's some type of racism?
Oh, absolutely. And they take and they reinforce this attitude, and this is the important point, at the district level. And if you dare say anything about it, then you become the enemy and you're ridiculed and mocked. I sued Baltimore City in federal court. My case went all the way to the Supreme Court, became a landmark decision on constitutional law. And
what case was that?
Well, if you type my name into a search engine, it'll come up. I was a captain in the Marine Corps Reserve, and they ordered me out of the reserves. And that was payback punishment for my investigations into drug running, which involved high members of the police department and businessmen. And some politicians. And
so you've seen the corruption from the inside. What do you think of what we talk about on this broadcast? Is it accurate from your inside view?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it's worse. And when you go against the system, if you stand up like Serpico in New York City, then they come after you with everything they've got. And it's only by the grace of God that I'm still alive. But
Erica, you've been an interesting guest. You ought to send me your full name and info. I might want to have you on sometime. Anything else you want to add?
No, it's just that it's gotten worse since I was on, but it's nothing new. It's just a matter of degree, that's all.
All right. Thank you for holding to tell us that. I really appreciate it. John, Rita, Scott, and others. You'll be talking to Colonel Roberts after the break.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Before the Colonel leaves us, we're going to get his take on 9/11, the new Pentagon frames that have been released. Got another 35 minutes of broadcast time left, though, right now. Well, before we go to John in Ohio and Rita, that was an interesting phone call, wasn't it, Colonel? No matter what subject we talk about, we get insiders calling in from all over the nation about it.
Well, you know, I was going to suggest that you grab his name and get a hold of him later. It sounded like he'd be an interesting guest.
You know, there's so many good police I talk to who go through hell just because they won't engage in criminal activities.
Well, you know, we didn't have any corruption in our department that I ever saw in 27 years, but we did have a heck of a lot of politics. And I managed to go through the police academy with one guy who later became the chief of police when I was a master officer. Of course, I was flying helicopters, and I really didn't want to change and get promoted at that point. But I had gone through 12 years of trying to get promoted and could not get promoted because I was a loose cannon, and I couldn't keep my mouth shut when I saw something that wasn't done correctly or was done that would either injure the department or our citizens. And I wouldn't stand for any abuse of citizens, and I would speak up, you know, right there on the spot at the scene that, hey, you know, that person didn't do anything, leave him alone. And
but if it was bad guys, you'd crack their heads.
Well, if it was bad guys, he went to jail, and I would never injure anybody unless they...
No, I meant if they assaulted you.
So. If they came after me, then I took them to the hospital first because I was going to go home at the end of the day. I had 20 years to do or more, and I wasn't going to let anybody shorten that because they're up on drugs or crazy or just a criminal. But if they, you know, as I treated everybody, my rule was I treat everybody the way I would want my parents to be treated if they were driving across country. And
exactly. I talk to cops all the time whose daughters get abused by cops in another state. I mean, none of us are immune from this. Let's take a call. John in Ohio. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I agree with Mr. Roberts about the reasons for the Kennedy assassination. I want to get into another subject, but... it was Mr. X in the JFK movie, Colonel Fletcher Prouty, the liaison officer between the CIA and the military, who said that the reasons for Kennedy's killing was that he was going to get out of Indochina, as you say. He was going to normalize relations with Cuba, and he was going to destroy the CIA, some of the three big reasons. And moving away from the military-industrial complex is a use of anti-communism as a pretext for their dragging us into imperialist wars like Vietnam as a cover for the interest of the American corporations to plunder these countries. But I heard Mr. Roberts, who is a very conservative cabinet minister in the Reagan administration on a Pittsburgh station, point out that the reason that the United States corporations are now over there and outsourcing jobs in China is not communism, but their abandonment of communism, and I would call it deformed communism, not real communism, but whatever variety it is. I heard Mr. Roberts say on this Pittsburgh station that it's the very fact that former socialist policies of communist or deformed communist societies have prevented these corporations from plundering their labor and resources, and at this point now, they are not really a communist country.
Hey, John, thanks for the call. We've heard it before. There's never been a real communist country. They're all deformed, as you say. They're all command and control, and that's why the bankers have funded communism from the beginning. Let's talk to Rita in Illinois. Rita, you're on the air.
Hello, you guys. I got a question for you, Alex, too, I was thinking. But also... If the president meant being anything but a puppet mouthpiece, I would like to vote for Colonel Roberts, our president. And, you know, it was interesting. He said also, I mean, when you sit on hold and you hear all these other things, it enlarges your question. But, you know, it was interesting that President Lincoln was killed by a lone nut, the lone nut conspiracy theory. And I would like, you know, like that song, William Tell Overture, if you could ever make a movie, Alex, and if Colonel Roberts, all the lone nuts in history that have changed history for university-grade fairy tales, such as the Cold War and all this, you know. Are you guys familiar with Gertrude Bell?
Colonel, you want to comment on her lone nut theory? I mean, they always say it's a lone nut.
Well, you know, if you look at the Crown Prince of Austria being assassinated and World War One coming out of that,
he was grenadoed.
Yeah, we didn't have a lone nut on Kennedy. They hung five different people on that one, but you had one, you know, lone individual that pulled the trigger and was on the scene of the crime. And you can go, and she's absolutely correct. I know I don't know who Gertrude is, but she's absolutely correct. You can go back through history and you can find where you had one individual who was an assassin, and then later on we find out that he wasn't alone. He was connected to other people, but for some reason the investigation stopped before it went that far. So that,
well, it's the same thing with Martin Luther King.
Yes, yeah, that always
shows
you that the power structure doesn't want it to go beyond, that their mission was accomplished when the guy got killed.
All right, Rita, anything else?
Oh, actually, I did have one, something, but I hear the music. Can I hold?
Sure, you can. Stay there. We'll come back to you and let you finish up. I've got a little mini-guest joining us after this break. So, Colonel Roberts, you can take about a 10-minute break. We'll come right back to you. We're so honored to have you, sir. A lot of other key issues coming up, so keep it locked in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484. 8484.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go back to Colonel Craig Roberts here in a few minutes, and we'll talk to Scott and Jeffrey, and that'll be it for calls after we let Rita finish up, because I want to get Colonel Roberts' take on these latest Pentagon frames that have been released that I believe is a big honeypot. They're going to release more photos later, whether it's real or manufactured. That doesn't matter. They're trying to make the Pentagon be the central only discussion. But for the next 7-8 minutes or so, I'm really honored to have a guest that's doing something exciting. The last few months, my show hasn't just been on the big ABC Star Guide feed that only big radio stations can pick up with huge dishes, or on one of the other little TV satellites that's really getting outmoded that most people don't have. There's another type of dish, and it's an inexpensive small dish. And once you have it, you can just pick up all this programming. And they sell these units, and the network's not selling this. We're not paid to do this. We're promoting it because they put us on it, and a lot of the shows have been on it even longer than I have. Some of them, I think, about a year. And it's great for the micro FMs out there, known as the pirates, not the commercial stations, to not have to pick us up off the Internet. You can pick us up off of these, or you can listen in your home. It's crystal clear if you're sick of shortwave. And so I wanted to have the owner of the company on, Rick Kaler of Rick Satellite, to tell you about this great deal. By the way, they've got a unit for $169 that's great. We bought just yesterday. We bought it like 2 days ago, and it's already here. It just got delivered today. The UPS just came in with it. We got like a $300-something fancy unit, so we can pick stuff up off Satellite ourselves and then stream it over the Internet as some backup streams for you. So We really believe in this, and it's exciting. Rick, good to have you on with us.
Alex, I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be on your show, to talk to your listeners, and I'd personally like to say thank you for what you're doing for all of us.
Well, no, thank you for picking up the show. A lot of people are tuning into it. Explain what type of dish this is, what type of satellite it is. You get the KU band system, you get the dish, and you get the receiver and the remote control for an insanely low price, and then you can have that crisp feed right there in your house. Tell us about this particular type of satellite system and what they get with it, what type of programming is on it.
Absolutely. We've teamed up with InfoWars, The Alex Jones Show, and Todd Waite of Global Star Radio, which is the gentleman in charge of getting these feeds up to the satellite. The satellite is actually named Telstar 5, or it's actually been renamed now to Intelsat Americas 5. It's located over the equator at 97 degrees west. And with this system that consists of a satellite dish approximately 30 inches in diameter and what we refer to as a free-to-air digital satellite receiver, you'll be able to listen to the Alex Jones Show and, like you mentioned, crystal clear digital audio directly off of the satellite. The amazing thing about this is the size of the dish. So basically anywhere from coast to coast here in the States, with this size of dish, as long as you have a clear view to the southern sky, you can aim it at that satellite, hook it up to the satellite receiver, actually hook up this receiver to your television set, and you can pick up the show in excellent quality sound.
And this is very easy to do. And, of course, you could probably also wire this with an adapter into a radio.
Absolutely. Besides a coax cable out to the TV set, you can also just run right and left audio jacks into a stereo receiver. So once you have it hooked up and you know the station that you want to go to, you could just listen to it on your stereo or the micro broadcasters, what they're doing with them.
And you just have a controller, and it's a really nice system. And also, if folks call and get one of these from you and they need help aiming it, you guys can help them. But we've done this before. This is very, very easy.
I work with them personally on the phone. They can call here, and I'll talk to them directly. And I put together an installation sheet that I send out with them, giving them the elevation angle for the dish. I'm happy to discuss it with them over the phone. I actually hook the receivers up before I ship them. I pre-program them for all the channels on this particular satellite, which actually includes over 100 free TV stations, and there's over 100 different radio channels as well.
So for those that don't know, you can pay $40-$50 a month for Sirius or XM and get nothing but establishment dribble. With this, you get over 100 TV channels free. All you do is buy the receiver, and you get my show, a bunch of other Patriot and Truth shows, as you said, over 100 radio channels. This is an insane deal. And we really appreciate you putting us up there for free, sir. We're reaching a huge new audience. We're getting all sorts of calls from all over North America, people tuning in and picking this up. You can also get on the web, folks, and promote the channels we're on, because a lot of people have these satellite dishes. And again, it's only 30 inches. It's a small dish. You don't even know that we're on there. So we definitely need to post on InfoWars.com. I don't think I've done this yet, the particular channel. What channel right now is my show on, sir?
Okay, it's actually at a frequency of 11,836 megahertz on vertical polarity using what we call a symbol rate of 20765. If you were going to scan it in yourself, it would scan in a channel name called Star 5 and Star 6.
So it's really simple there with your controller, and if you have any problems, folks can call. Give them your number, give them your website, sir.
Okay, my telephone number is area code 816-228-1801, and I'll repeat that shortly. My website, we put together a special page just for you, Alex. The website is gofastmotorsports.com/alex.htm. I believe Ryan is going to put a link of that on InfoWars.
Right up on InfoWars.com. It's there right now. You can link through at InfoWars.com right now and go there and order this system online. Now, what's the more expensive system that I bought 2 days ago that was already in the mail today?
Okay, what we did there, they're going to utilize one of your large dishes that you already had in place there. So, but they got a little bit a better receiver, a PanSat receiver, a 2700A, which is actually a more friendly receiver for if you were ever going to rebroadcast the signal, which you plan on doing, or if you were going to hook this up to a motorized system. You could actually put a motor on one of these 30-inch dishes and move it around and pick up hundreds of different channels from over 15 different satellites.
Folks, this is just unbelievable, and the stuff you're going to be getting, foreign news feeds, you name it. What type of stuff are on the feeds with the $169 package?
On the TV channels, we're talking of over 100 TV channels. A half a dozen of them are actually in English that are the religious, Daystar, Trinity, Word Network, Miracle Channel, Smile of God. As far as foreign channels, there's over 20 Persian channels. We have a Russian news channels, South Korea, VTV4 out of Vietnam, the Sudan, Kurdistan, the Persian News Network, Poland, and there's even more. On the radio side, about 65% of those 100 channels are foreign channels. Another 30% are just CD music channels, commercial free. And then the most important channels, there's 6 talk radio shows featuring the Alex Jones Show in crystal clear audio and other GCN favorites, the Dave and Joyce of the Power Hour, Pastor Butch Paul, Dr. Stan Monteith, and others.
Wow, this is exciting. Again, folks, you need to go to InfoWars.com in the guest section, link through to GoFastMotorsports.com/Alex.htm. What about a phone number if folks want to call and order the system that way?
Area code 816-228-1801. We're talking $169 for the receiver and the satellite dish, and that includes the shipping cost here within the United States. A motorized system, you'd be talking more in the neighborhood of $360.
All right, but even having the dish in one spot, 100 TV stations, 100 radio stations.
Absolutely.
And then, I mean, how many do you get when you have a motorized that we just got?
You can easily pick up over 400 to 500 channels. Now, what's interesting about the motorized system, when anytime there's a breaking news event, if you'll move over to some of these other satellites where the news channels are putting up their feeds,
you'll see stuff that you've never seen on American TV.
It'll never make it to the air, half the stuff that they transmit.
Now, I've been at friends' houses and others that just have dozens of these type dishes, and it's incredible. Who would ever watch regular TV again? You can just see all of this. The number is 816-228-1801, 816-228-1801. Sir, I want to get you back up soon. This is really exciting. We're going to get our system set up over the weekend, and I hope people will go to the website right now and get a unit. And thank you for carrying the show. You've been doing it a few months now. You've been carrying some of the other Genesis shows for, what, 6-8 months? And this is just wonderful what you're doing, and the amount of satellite time you're giving us is thousands of dollars a month free. So I'm glad that we can try to repay you in some small way, and God bless you.
Well, thank you so much, and we really need to thank Todd Wade of Global Star Radio Network, because he's a big link in making all this happen for us as well. Thank you for what you're doing for us, for getting the word out, and please keep up the work.
Thank you. Folks, this is a great unit. Again, the best stuff out there you never hear about. I mean, you don't have to pay a monthly fee for this. You get the motorized unit, you'll get hundreds and hundreds of channels. But most of the American channels, they never let you know about. This is what the foreigners use. They don't pay for anything. You just get the unit. I mean, it's like we sell Calbin Pure Soap. It's really organic, and it's 85% less than regular toxic soap. It's just you pay for garbage when the good stuff is free. Get it. I'm excited. Colonel Roberts, I know you've been listening. I appreciate you holding during that. We had to reschedule him from yesterday because of emergency stuff going on. So thanks for holding through that. But that's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Wow, I'll tell you what. We're getting ready to do away with the satellite system we got. I got hit by lightning, and this may be a good way to go.
Yeah, I'm glad we got the motorized unit. I mean, not that I need 500 channels, but if I need to check something or look up something else, it's going to be great. But we're going to use it for backup internet streams as another source, so we're more redundant. We've got up against the wall here. I've got to let the callers just have a few minutes apiece, and we'll go to you later here in just a few minutes. We've only got about 15 minutes left. Colonel Roberts, the Pentagon video, more of the same. What's your take on it?
Well, I think that the mainstream media that jumped up and down saying, see, there was an airplane there all the time, there's the video, they're blowing smoke and mirrors. I watched that thing over, I don't know, a dozen times, and the only thing you can see is a small white object enter the screen from the right side, and then you see an explosion, And if I was, you know, sitting there doing intelligence analyst like I used to, I would look at this and I would, if we'd try to clean up the imagery, of course, but it looked more like the size of a Tomahawk or a cruise missile than it did a Boeing. And it certainly wasn't any bigger than a Learjet or an RB-66. So, I'd like to go back to the same thing that we talked about before. Show us all of the videos. Show us the one from the gas station. Same thing in Oklahoma City. If McVeigh and Nichols are the only ones involved, show us the videos. You got your two bad guys, so show us the videos. These are the Zapruder films of these cases.
FBI and others are on record saying they saw McVeigh with Arabs on those tapes. Why didn't the prosecution use it?
Well, exactly. And why don't they show us now? We file lawsuits trying to get this stuff and can't get it. We followed the Freedom of Information Act.
Yeah, notice three lawsuits have been filed to get the Oklahoma tapes, but notice they were happy to give this to Judicial Watch.
Yeah, but it doesn't show anything. All of the smoke and mirrors about, see, there was an airplane. No, there's no airplane there. I don't see an airplane there. It's not big enough. There's a little flash there that might be, a smaller aircraft or a missile or something, but I don't see an airplane.
Well, they tell us it's a nose cone as if we're supposed to look at this little grayish white blur and then imagine what it is, and we know they have crystal clear video of everything that happened.
Well, they've got video all over that place. Show us all of them. So I'm not buying off on it, and I've got a challenge for the people who make the decision to pass this video out that, what have you got to hide? If you don't have anything to hide, show us the rest of the videos that we know are out there.
But why do you think, we know they didn't want to release it, they wouldn't have. Why do you think they've released three separate times now, once 4 years ago and twice on Monday, three different clips from different cameras that take a frame every second? Why are they releasing, this is the question, knowing it would heighten the debate?
Well, that's a good question, and I got several emails this morning asking the same one, and it makes me kind of wonder if there's somebody up there on our side who wants this debate to come out, who wants to expose some things, or it, simply put, they're only releasing what they're absolutely forced to release. But still, the bottom line on the whole thing is, there's nothing on this video. It's not convincing me of anything or anybody else that looks at it as far as being a 757 there. And of course, the next question I always get, and I'm sure you do too, is, okay, if that's not it, let's say it's a missile. Where is the real 757? Where are all the people that were on it? I can't answer that. I don't know.
We just know the official story stinks to high heaven.
Right. All we can take is here's the evidence, and the evidence doesn't fly.
Well, I agree with you, but I was talking to Christopher Farrell, who's a former Army intelligence officer with Defense Intelligence, who works for Judicial Watch yesterday, and they're coming out with press releases saying, this puts it all to bed, it clearly shows the plane, and he had to back off of that once he was on air and just say, well, he believes a plane did hit it, but this isn't conclusive. And I said, doesn't this look like a honeypot to you, where they release it, it heightens the debate because they want the Pentagon to be the only thing that's looked at by the American people, then the government later releases crystal clear video of a plane hitting, it may be manufactured, regardless, they, for some reason I've seen over the last 4+ years, Colonel, they only want us to focus on the Pentagon, that's the only thing they'll really give attention to. Isn't that suspicious?
Well, I think so, and if you can keep everybody diverted to running around in circles on the Pentagon, it takes the time away from those that are interested to look at the buildings and why they fell in New York City. We all know that steel buildings don't just fall down the way that they did unless something else has happened. They don't just decide, and especially a building that wasn't even hit just decides to come down. But where's the mainstream media on this? Well, they're part of the globalist club. This is the same thing on Operation Mockingbird that I couldn't get my original book, Legacy of Dishonor, published, and I had to break it down into Killzone and Medusa files. But back to that real quickly, I forgot to say this to your listeners. If they order both books, they get the book the government didn't want you to see. They get Legacy of Dishonor, the original book with three extra chapters in it.
That's what the two books are combined, and we carry that now, I'm proud to announce, at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Or you can go to Colonel Roberts' website itself, a lot of news reports he writes weekly, a lot of key information, and that's RifleWarrior.com. Rita, I'm going to let you finish up in the last minute, and we'll come back and take a few final calls with Colonel Craig Roberts. Rita in Illinois, finish up your point.
Okay. I wanted to ask Colonel Roberts this because he is a great cop. But the thing is, he said about Gertrude Bell, he wasn't sure, that she drew the boundaries of Iraq. And then I noticed that that Britain also drew the boundaries of Afghanistan, and Britain also invented Israel, and Joan Vian came up with this power of the British Commonwealth, where all these little nations are voting with Britain, and Britain is
writing up. I mean, that's the New World Order is the British Empire all over again. Colonel Roberts?
Yeah, you know, you got the Anglo-American Empire is basically what you're talking about, but you can take it back to Cecil Rhodes. You can take it to the British when they created Iraq out of whole cloth for the British Petroleum. You can go back to Saudi Arabia, which is South Arabia or Saudi Arabia. All of that stuff's in there, but what they're doing, it's like an amoeba that just keeps getting bigger and bigger, but the end result is going to be this one massive planet that becomes second world status. There won't be a first and third world anymore, and it'll all be the New World Order.
Right. So, I mean, isn't the problem like sort of traced back to Britain?
Well, that's the heart of the empire, yes, but it's got a lot of other allied crime syndicates orbiting it. Thanks for the call. And what does it mean? A global one-child policy. Everyone forced on psychotropic drugs, which they're now telling, FEMA's telling pastors that they've got to tell their practitioners to get on the psychotropics. We've got a guest coming up later next week on that. It means no Second Amendment. It means no property rights unless you're an elitist. It's hell on earth. Listen, we're carrying Medusa File, and we're carrying Killzone. You need to get both these books. They were originally going to be one book. The publishers wouldn't publish it. It's too hot to handle. We're carrying it right now. Get it.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Scott in Vermont, thanks for holding here on the air with Craig Roberts. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes,
hi. I have a book I written myself about numerology and symbolism obsessions of the Illuminati and Freemasons. And speaking of the Kennedy assassination, I cover that. That's a blatant Masonic ritual killing. The date, the place, everybody involved, Freemasons and the Knights Templars were...
They always place a torch wherever they've killed one of their people. Craig, you want to comment on that?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of...
Alex.
Information that has cropped up around that when you get into some of the secret societies. And indeed, some of the people involved that I talk about in Killzone were definitely involved in some of the secret societies.
Okay, caller, go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, I'd like to send you a copy of my book and get your advice on how to get it published for real. I get your tapes up, put on the local cable access channel, and now they're telling me they want something in writing. It's not just good enough for me to tell them that you get kind of blanket permission.
Yeah, as I've said 100 times, sir, just write a letter up and sign my name.
Yeah, and Flight 77, have you seen Craig Hill's tape where he shows a scene from, I don't know if it's Discovery Channel or what, but the General Montague Winfield? He says that we had reports of a plane down at the Ohio-Kentucky border that morning, September 11th. Wouldn't that explain what happened to, because they didn't see Flight 77 on the radar going back to Washington.
I know, sir. The point is they want us to endlessly debate it because it can't be proven one way or the other. They want us to just constantly focus on that and not the hundreds of other points. Thanks for all you do. I appreciate the call. Jeffrey in New Orleans. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Okay, I'm going to go quickly. First of all, if we had left Vietnam in the Kennedy administration, Vietnam would have gone to the communists because Kennedy murdered Ngo Dinh Diem because the Diem wouldn't form a coalition government with the communists. And if that had happened, Barry Goldwater would have won the presidency. And in order to stop Goldwater and at the same time gain revenge for Fidel Castro in Cuba, Kennedy was murdered by the combination of Castro, the Mafia, and the communists in order to put us in a war we would not win to break the back of the anti-communist
movement. How could the communists make our government cover it up for them?
Because our government is in league with them. That's the whole point, that the conspiracy is a communist conspiracy working for a world order under communist control.
Sir, the New World Order predates the communists. The communists are just one of their tools, a criminal gang they use. Colonel Roberts?
Yeah, and there's a lot more to it than that because, you know, we didn't get to go into it, but one of the major issues is the billions of dollars in drug money that was coming out of Laos that Kennedy was going to have shut off because he was pulling us out of Southeast Asia. And when you talk about the CIA and Allen Dulles, you have to go back to the OSS and Wild Bill Donovan. You got to go back to the French when they were there and it was French Indochina. And the whole thing, all the way back to the British and the heroin wars, the opium wars, the whole thing had to do with drugs coming out of Asia, and Kennedy was going to shut that off and cut off billions of dollars worth of black funding for the CIA, and they weren't going to go along with that. At the same time, he was involved in cutting off the money laundering.
He was cutting off black operation, black world umbilical cords.
Yeah, exactly. And they were, and he was getting into areas that I don't even think he understood what he was in.
Jeffrey?
Yes, my conclusion is this, that would have also helped Red China funnel their drugs into the U.S. via Castro's Cuba, and therefore all of these things put together result in a communist, and as I said, a communist assassination of Kennedy along with Lyndon Johnson and the Mafia, etc., who are all allies of the communists. Ask Bob Roganer of the Teamsters Union to reveal that communist-mafia alliance.
Okay, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Folks, I'm not saying that communists aren't out doing these things, but they're controlled by the globalists. You got it backwards. Colonel Roberts, always great to have you. Final comments.
Just keep the faith, brother. We win in the end.
Well, I really appreciate you spending 2 hours with us today, and I'm really proud that we're carrying your great books, and I appreciate your work, my friend. I hope to see you in the near future.
We'll do it.
Take care. We're out of time. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. You better get your tickets to our big 9/11 conference coming up the 24th and 25th of June. Get them today. Don't delay. And you can also go to Infowars.com and get hard copies of all these books and videos that I carry, the books and videos I've written or produced. And that support is vital to this network and what we do here at the GCN Radio Network. I'm out of time. Another powerful broadcast. I want to thank you all for your support. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.